Gorgeous, you're here. Good. These are all people from Nicholas's community. Apparently they're not too jazzed about us wasting their leader. No. If we send them away, the problem isn't solved. You're the key to all of this. There's no time to explain. Just come with me. I know why most of you are here. Rebellion. More specifically, Nicholas's failed rebellion. I'd like to send a message not just to Nicholas's community, but every community under my rule. What I'm about to say isn't meant to stop you from rebelling again. As far as I care, you can do what you want. Anyone who challenges my rule will pay with their life. Obey or die. That sounds awful, doesn't it? Some of you might feel like you're being oppressed. But I want you to know how I've treated you. And how you've treated me in return. When I found you, you were nothing but random groups of survivors salvaging what you could from the wasteland, and you could barely defend yourselves from your neighbors. Under me, you started living in towns, with laws and order, just like the old days, and I turned you from desperate survivors into citizens of an organized little community. All those bandits and rival groups that you used to run from? Well, guess what? I conquered them too. Those same people who used to kill and steal from you are now supporting you with their taxes. Now not a single person here ever has to worry about being raided at night. This is what I did for you. Great enough on its own. But then came along the gorgeous woman standing next to me. And now, what I've done for you is small compared to what you've gained from her. She gathered smart people from all over the place and put them to work coming up with ways to make your life more comfortable. And guess what? Now every single community under our rule has electricity, clothes, fresh food, and water that's safe to drink. She helped expand our community by conquering even more groups. Hell, she even got some of them to join willingly. Now we rule the entire coastline. Many of you thought mothers, fathers, sisters, and brothers that you lost contact with during the apocalypse were dead, only to find out that they were safe and sound in another community under our rule. And of course, she let you reunite with them. She built schools for your children, clinics for your sick, and harbors that allowed you to travel up and down the coast freely. She eats what you eat. She probably gets less rest than you do. Who here honestly thinks they've worked harder for her than she has for them? She's defended you against threats from the furthest reaches of this empire that she built for you. Come on. If you've got scars, then strip. Show them. She'll show you hers. In fact, let's play a game. Name a weapon. Bullets. Clubs. Arrows. Rocks. Knives. There's not a single part of her body, the front at least, that's not covered in scars from every weapon you can think of. She and I have done this all for you. And what have we asked in return other than half of what you have so that everyone gets what they need? Nothing. No one can point to anything valuable except for what we hold for you. So the next time any one of you thinks of following behind Nicholas, if the fear of me killing you for your stupid decision doesn't stop you, take a second to think about what a sweet deal your situation actually is. And if that doesn't stop you, then let me be clear. Anyone who tries to disturb the peace that we are building, and anyone associated with them, will die. Now all of you, go home, while I'm still in a forgiving mood.
There it is. The only face I want to see at the end of the day. Come here. You know, I never got to thank you for helping me stop that riot. Yeah, you're right. I do owe you an explanation for that. It's like I said. Nicholas's people weren't happy about him dying, so a bunch of them came rioting. Normally, I would just axe whoever the ringleader was. But I figured Nicholas couldn't have been working alone. Someone had to have helped him do what he did. And that someone may have been listening in the crowd. I figured a better way would be to remind them of the reality of their situation. To remind them of everything we've done for them. That you've done for them. And that's all there was to it. We've got a big day ahead of us, Gorgeous. Try to get some rest.
Surprised to see us? Oh, come here, let me hug you. What do you mean, what are we doing here? We came here to rescue you. Did you really think we'd let that jerk get away robbing us, cutting off our friend's fingers, and kidnapping you? I'm not gonna lie. Things have been tough since you left. We're suffering without your leadership. But once you come back, you can tell us what you've learned here, and how we can beat this guy. What do you mean? Wait. You won't go? Why not? Did he threaten you? Did he hurt you? Oh, I swear to God, if he even touched you, I'll... So, he didn't hurt you? You're just trying to keep us safe? Prevent more people from dying. Yeah, that sounds just like you.
Frank, I think I saw a couple people near Desmond's balcony.
Damn it. We need to leave. Now. Listen. We'll come back for you. Tomorrow. I promise.
Hey, beautiful. Good morning. Yeah, I'm talking to you. Who else would I be talking to? So, how's my girl doing this morning? What the heck? Attack? How did they know we were-
Everyone get on the ground!
Yeah, that's right. Remember us? Last time you saw us, you were cutting off our friend's fingers and kidnapping our leader.
Yeah, I remember you. Back when I was deciding whose fingers I was gonna cut off, you thought it was gonna be you. You looked like you wanted to piss yourself.
Shut up! You thought you could just keep us under your thumb forever, huh? Well, guess what? It's your turn. On your knees. Now.
You're in a position of power now. How does it feel?
I said, on your knees.
It feels good, doesn't it?
What do you mean we need to stop? These people kidnapped you. Let's just kill this jerk and take the families back with us. If we take over this place, we can take care of them. I'm gonna ask you again. He didn't hurt you, did he? Tell me now, and I'll...
Aw, isn't that sweet? What was your name? Justin? Looks like Justin has a little crush.
That's it!
So he got Justin?
No, I'm not gonna stop. He deserves this.
Wow, gorgeous. I think this poor guy might be in love with you. I'm definitely feeling it.
Look, the rest of these people are innocent. They don't have to get hurt. But this guy has to suffer. We won't kill him now, but he's coming with us. Let's go. Everyone give her some space. I'm sure you all have questions, just let her breathe for now. I'm sorry about that. It's just, everyone's missed you so much. I just can't believe you're back after all these months. From the moment you were taken, we worked non-stop on coming up with a plan to get you back. No, I'm serious. We waited months for an opportunity to present itself. Until, finally, it did. We had always kept an eye on the workers entering and leaving Desmond's base. One day, we noticed a shipment of food being brought in. We tracked where the food was coming from, and lo and behold, it was another community that monster was extorting, led by a nice guy named Nicholas. We asked Nicholas if he wanted to join us, but he said he didn't want anyone from his community dying for nothing. So, instead of openly rebelling, we gave him a better option. We had him poison all the food they were supposed to give to Desmond. Then we waited. Once fewer men started showing up to take our stuff, we knew that the plan had worked, and that's when we came for you. We expected to find you locked away somewhere, but you seemed to be able to move around pretty freely. What happened? Seriously? He made you work for him in exchange for our safety? So, all this time you were protecting us. We'll not have to worry about that anymore. You're here with us again, and we're not going to let anything happen to you. Most of Desmond's thugs are probably still sick. Once we go back to help everyone still under his thumb, all those extorted communities will finally be free to live how they please. Oh, nothing. It's just, who would have thought this is where we'd end up? Back when you and I were kids, we used to stay up until God knows when watching movies about the end of the world and superheroes. Now look at us. The movies are real. The world really did end, and there are real bad guys to fight. And you know what? It sucks. It's good to have you back. You've been through a lot today. You should get some rest. Tomorrow, I'll show you just how much things have changed since you've been gone. Oh, good. You're here. I hope you got a good night's rest. Here, take this. Well, don't worry. You'll see why soon. Just follow me and try to stay quiet. Wait. Stop. There, you see? 3 o'clock. Between the bushes. That's exactly what we need. We don't want to scare it away. Do you have a shot? Wait. Not yet. Let it get closer. Closer. Now. Nice. Come on, let's go. Jeez, this thing is huge. Nice job. No, it's not for us. Come on, you'll see who it's for. All right, we're here. Achilles, it's me, Justin.
Justin, it is good to see you here. Who is this beautiful woman with you? Is she your girlfriend?
Here, we've brought you something.
Open the gates. Thank you, Justin. We need this more than you know.
Of course. I'm sorry we can't do more.
You are a good boy, Justin. Just like my son was. Please, both of you, stay as long as you need to.
Thank you, Achilles. So, look around. What do you think? Yeah. I'm glad you noticed. Everyone here is pretty old. Right after you were taken, me and the rest of our friends started looking for help. We thought we could find another community to join where we would be safe, and maybe one day get you back. It wasn't long before we came across this place. Achilles' son was the leader here, and like us, they were being extorted by Desmond. Eventually, Achilles' son decided to lead a rebellion, and it almost worked. Almost. Achilles' son ended up getting sick, and he died. The rebellion fell apart not long after. Which leads to why there are no young people here. You see those stones in the field over there? Yeah. Those are gravestones. After the rebellion was defeated, Desmond's thugs came and murdered every person under 50 years old. All of these people have lost their children and their grandchildren to that monster. These people are too old to work for themselves. We do what we can by bringing them food, like the game you just shot. But it's still not enough. With the taxes Desmond extorts from us, we don't have enough to care for ourselves and everyone else. Come on, let's walk around town to see if anyone else needs help before we leave. Hey. Sorry, you seem so peaceful. I hope I'm not disturbing you. No, nothing's wrong. I'm just really glad to have you back, that's all. I know I've said it a lot, but it's true. I'm sorry, that's a lie. No, not that part. I'm glad you're back again, but why did you stop me from killing Desmond when we rescued you? You know, I heard that speech he gave earlier. Is it true? Did you really help him conquer more people? Nicholas is dead. Were you a part of that too? I see. No, stop. You don't have to explain yourself. He threatened us, and you did what you had to stay alive and keep us safe. But even if it was just an act, I've gotta say, it was a damn convincing one. You've been my best friend since we were kids. I know a lot can happen in 8 months. But you're different. I need to know. Are you still with us? I don't want to pressure you into anything, but our friends deserve to know if you're still on our side or not.
Hey, gorgeous. I thought you would have come for me sooner. You know, I'd hug you, but my arms are chained to the wall. Here, why don't you come over now? Okay. Why? Oh, I see. So he showed you that place. Fine. There was an uprising. We put it down and killed everyone we could confirm was involved. Why does that surprise you? You and I did the same thing with Nicholas. Really? How is it not the same?
Innocent? You think those people were innocent? Do you think those people cared who they attacked when they started the little rebellion? You think they kept it clean? No civilians? Come on, you know the answer to that. You know that I wouldn't kill anyone, let alone an entire village, without a good reason, Gorgeous.
Look, we can go back and forth about this. But at the end of the day, there's only one question that matters. Are you still with me, Gorgeous? If you destroy what we've built now, what do you think is gonna happen? Do you think everyone will just leave each other alone? That no one's gonna try to fill the power vacuum? Think about the families who depend on our empire to survive. All the people who would be dead or worse if we didn't redistribute all the stuff we take from people. All of them are gonna die if what you and I built falls apart. What about freedom? Gorgeous, what is freedom? In order for us to build a world where everyone is happy, freedom is not an option. If all the communities under our belt are free to do what they want, what's stopping them from destroying the peace that's been keeping so many people alive? A world where everyone is free is really just a world where nobody's free. There has to be someone keeping everyone in line for the greater good. We've given the people real freedom. Freedom from being killed by bandits. Freedom from hunger. Freedom from worrying about where they're gonna sleep for the night. I love you, Gorgeous. We can still build that world we dreamed of. But you need to make a decision. If you side with Justin, you are choosing chaos. Sure, you'll have your friends, but thousands are going to die as a result. If you choose me, you're choosing to guide the world towards a brighter future and find a way to live with all the lives lost along the way. Those lives are now going to have to include your friends. As much as I want to let it slide, I know you care about them. We can't. Because if we do, then others could be inspired to do the same thing. And then every drop of blood spilled in a rebellion from that point forward is on our hands. So, Gorgeous, what's it gonna be? Me or Justin?
Two paths lie before you. Your past and present are on a collision course, and now, it's time to pick a side. Will you side with Justin and your friends to usher in freedom, never mind the cost? Or will you continue to forge an empire with Desmond and bring peace and order to the world? Follow Desmond ASMR on Twitter and vote on the poll to decide how your story ends.